98 FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We were just saying there a few minutes ago that we need to re-watch The Devil Wears Prada before the new one comes out on Friday.
Yeah, I feel like, Brendan, we were away on holidays. Oh, it must have been.
Did we watch The Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, we did. It was a good few years ago, like maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And we were in Las Vegas and it was on one of the channels in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened to me on more than one holiday.
And we were watching The Devil Wears Prada. It was a perfect film
to
watch.
Is that the time there were too many of us staying in one room?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, never again. Like, why did we do that? Anyway, I've just done a quick Google here. That's not the Madonna. Was it Ray of Light you played there a few minutes ago?
Yeah, we were saying it was released on this week
back
in the day.
It's Madonna Jump that is in that scene in The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. If you do want to watch The Devil Wears Prada 1 before the second one comes out on Friday, it's streaming now on the Channel 4 app, which we get free in Ireland.
Oh, is this 4OD?
Yeah, they change the name of it all the time. 4OD.
Yeah, I'll always call it 4OD.
I think now it's just called Channel 4.
Okay.
As far as I know. Anyway, the thing formerly known as 4OD, All 4, Channel 4, they have put the first Devil Wears Prada movie on that you can stream for free.
That's
which
great to know now. I must watch that some evening this week.
And if you were to sit down now and watch a movie, what snack would you go for?
If I was watching a movie, always like popcorn, maybe some chocolate. I do love a cup of tea, Brendan. This is at home.
Well, I'll stop you at the popcorn. That's going to help you to live longer.
Really? It's my favourite snack.
Some fella called Dan is an expert on things called blue zones. Mm-hmm. And they are regions of the world with the highest number of people living to the age of 100 and over.
Right.
And according to Dan, this fella who's an expert, he says popcorn is the best snack for those wanting to live to 100, but only if eaten in a certain way. So
why do you have to eat it? Not putting in a packet of Maltesers on top.
I think that is definitely one of them. No butter or sugar. It has to be air popped.
Yeah.
Basically, he's saying the popcorn's very high in fiber, complex carbs, and has more polyphenols than a lot of veg that he says we don't realise. So if you're sitting down now to rewatch The Devil Wears Prada and you're snacking on some popcorn, apparently that's going to help you live longer.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Lisa in Talla, who says, my little win is it's finally bright enough in the kitchen I don't need to pop the light on when making my morning coffee.
So true.
Amazing stuff. It's so bright. And Julian Dundrum says, my little win is the lift in my building is back working again.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very good, Julian.
Although, Brendan, you've been taking the stairs every morning here on 98 FM.
Since last October, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Fair play.
I'm surprised I've kept it up.
Jacob in Swords, good morning.
Hi, my little win is that I found a new friend. And now I have another friend to play with and that my uncle is moving into my estate.
Oh, Jacob, that's very
lovely.
Exciting.
Good
that's
for you. So good.
Good morning to Alice in Greenhills.
Our little weird is that we made friends on our new road.
Aww.
I wonder if those two are connected to each other.
I wonder if Jacob and Alice know each other. Yes. Here's Amy.
My little win is that I have a wash and a blow dry booked in on Friday. I'm so excited.
Go on, Amy. Nothing
treat
better.
Yourself.
Here's Paul.
Good morning, guys. Small win, but yesterday when I was in McDonald's, ordered the 6 chicken nuggets and out came 7. So small win, but nonetheless, very welcome. Have a great day.
Love it.
I absolutely.
It's brilliant when that happens.
Here's Agnes.
Morning, guys. My little win today is I am going to the Aviva on Saturday to watch the Ireland rugby match, Ireland and Toulon.
Oh.
I've never been to a rugby match before. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Have a great day.
That'll be a brilliant
day
out. And here's Shelley.
Morning, guys. My little win is that my sister just got out of bed early and made me my sandwich because she knew I was running late going to the office. So that has started my day off on a positive, along with the great music from 98. So thanks very much. Have a great day,
oh,
everyone.
Oh, Shelley, I love that.
Shelley, that's so nice of your sister.
Yeah, yeah, your sister sounds fab. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins. Jacob, Alice, Amy, Paul, Agnes and Shelley. We are sending you all out a 98 FM notebook and a 98FM pen.
I need to know what's on the sandwich.
Yeah, same. Mm. I wonder now, is Shelly having the sandwich for breakfast or is it,
or is
for,
it for your lunch later on?
That you have lunch sorted. Mm. Let us know.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The feather boas are on.
The sequins are out.
Have we gone OTT?
98FM.
Well, we look ridiculous, but we're here to give you some fabulous prizes. This is Matchy Matchy, the game where you send a sequin to us to a soundproof booth and try and say the same three words to win yourself all of these.
Win Nido.
An air fryer.
A curly blow dry.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
And look fabulous down at the 40 foot.
With these matchy matchy dry robes.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy. Oh, amazing prizes. And good morning to Grania in Sandyford, who's playing matchy matchy. Grania, do you own a dry robe? Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know. I don't know. So well, it would be nice to get one.
Fingers crossed you're about to win two of them, Grania. Who's with you this morning?
I'm in the car here with my two sons, Aidan and Vinton.
Oh, good morning to Aidan and Vinton. Are you guys big fans of Matchy Matchy in your house?
We are indeed. Aidan's been dying to be on the game, haven't you? For a good while now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we're delighted to have you this morning. Grania, how are you guys when you play along? Do you get three?
The odd time, but not very often.
Same as us, then, guys.
Fingers
same
crossed it's about to happen today. Grania, have you guys had a chat about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Yeah. We have. Who do you want to play with again?
Rebecca.
Rebecca,
you are off to the soundproof booth.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you, Aidan. Here we go. Do a bit of a switcher. I nearly missed the chair there, guys. That would have been very embarrassing. I nearly landed on the ground.
But you didn't.
Glad I didn't. Okay. I have me words. Are you ready?
We are, yeah.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is wood.
Wood fire. Yeah. Wood fire?
Wood fire? I love the conferring going on. Your second word is roast.
Roast, I think.
Chicken.
Roast chicken.
Delicious. And your third word is David.
David Attenborough.
What a man.
Yeah. We're big fans of him as well.
Same.
The nature shows, yeah.
Okay, so we're saying wood fire, roast chicken, and David Attenborough. Grania, yeah. Aidan and Fintan, are we locking those in?
I think we are, yeah.
We're locking them in.
We are, thank you.
And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was your trip this morning?
Well, very good. Very good indeed. There was another feather bow in there this morning,
wow.
Brendan, would you believe?
There's a lot. We'd be spitting feathers.
This is it.
Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy is wood.
Wood. I'm going to say woodpecker.
Your second word...
I love birds.
...is roast.
Roast chicken.
And your third word is David.
David. Oh, I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say David Bowie.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Grania, Aidan and Fintan this morning?
Oh, guys, sorry.
You were both on the same page with a roast chicken.
Oh, lovely. My husband made one for dinner last night.
Oh, lovely.
Fresh in the mind.
Of a Monday. After wood, the guy said fire.
Yeah.
And they went David Attenborough.
Oh, I was going to say David Beckham.
Too many Davids, guys. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy and for listening every day as well. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, Aidan. Bye, Fintan. See you, Grania. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big.
98FM. With Purcell.
Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a very strange competition.
Yeah, that is on the way. First, though, 100 Italian chefs have just made the world's longest tiramisu.
It's my favourite dessert.
I love a tiramisu as well. In an unexpected twist, didn't make it in Italy, they made it in London.
Oh, London!
Yeah, London. They gathered at Chelsea Town Hall, which has hosted the weddings of people including Mick Jagger, Hugh Grant and Kim Cattrall.
It looks really nice, that town hall.
Yeah, I think my friends got married there, I'm not sure. No wedding this time, just 50,000 ladyfingers. The name
you need to
lady
soak them
really
before as
me.
Well. You yeah. soak them, put them down, they
I
turn into a sponge.
Making a trifle with me nan back in the 90s. Mm. 19,000 eggs, more than 2 tons of mascarpone cheese.
Stop.
400 kilos of sugar.
Yeah.
And a lot of chocolate powder for dusting.
Gosh,
the top.
I would have loved to try this.
I'm sure there's a bit left.
Probably.
So they wanted to beat the previous record, which was set in Milan. That tiramisu was 273 metres long. Like, whoa. That's long, right? So they did that and then some the other day. The final dessert measured 440 metres. Did a bit of maths. And if I've got it right,
yeah.
I think I have. If you laid the pool bag chimneys down on their side.
Is that how long?
It would be the length of 4 of them.
Oh, I'd say there's plenty left over. But that cream, it doesn't keep.
It wouldn't keep, no.
No.
So the tiramisu had to be at least 3.15 inches high and yeah. 5.9 inches wide for it to break the record. The world record people, I watched the video, they're going around with the measuring tape along the whole thing, making sure.
Imagine so, whipping that cream.
I know, you'd be exhausted. So it kind of snaked up and down
yes.
the hall and filled the whole hall. They checked every inch of it. The Italian chef who came up with the idea said a good tiramisu, according to him,
yeah, go on,
is made with a very good coffee.
Yeah.
A nice and firm cream
mm-hmm.
and a lot of passion.
Oh, this is it. I actually make a great tiramisu.
Do you?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do mini tiramisus now when I'm doing a dessert.
Oh, right.
I put them in little glasses, Brendan.
Oh, lovely.
Very chic.
Kind of those like 80s glasses.
No, sometimes I put them in a cocktail glass.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I'll make you one sometime.
I would love that. Thank you so yes. much. Finally this morning, I am thrilled to say it is that time of year again. The European Seagull Screeching Championships have just been held on the seaside town of Depan in Belgium on Sunday.
Mm.
70 people from 15 different countries took part.
Like it is a very, it's a niche skill, isn't it?
It is niche, yeah. Like 70 people in 15 countries is more than I would have thought.
True.
From young to old, many of them dressed up as seagulls.
Yeah, I think you'd have to get into the role,
I mean,
wouldn't
if,
you?
Yeah, I think if you're taking part, you're probably going to go all out. White painted faces, wearing white feather boas, and even some had homemade yellow beaks.
Yes.
Each year, the competition is held in a cafe/pub. Very European.
Yeah.
And the aim of the game is quite simply for each human to screech like a seagull.
Mm.
They stand on a small stage and are judged by a panel of experts. The scores are weighted 75% in favour of the screech itself.
Oh, yeah.
25% for, you know, the gusto you give it, the acting,
ooh.
The body movement. This is the 6th year it's been held. 3 categories: juvenile gull, adult gull, and colony of gulls.
All together.
Here are some of this year's competitors.
No, that is
they are human
very,
people,
very
not
impressive.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
There are no prizes for winning. You just get the glory.
Yeah.
The organisers...
Not even a bag of chips.
No, not even a bag of chips. The organisers, they haven't updated their website nor socials with the names of those who won this year.
Oh.
However, I've done a bit of digging.
Keeping you on your toes.
A geography teacher from Kent named Sam. Sam has gone to great lengths to speak to his local BBC, you know, channel. He came 6th, he's informed them.
Yeah.
His wife is a vocal coach. So I would imagine there's been some training in their household.
Because you could strain the vocal cords now
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sing one Bonnie Tyler song on a night out and I'll be a bit hoarse
so,
the next
yeah,
day. Yeah.
Yeah. The organiser is a fellow named Claude. He says the aim of the Seagull Screeching Championships is to try and change the public perception of seagulls.
Make seagulls sexy again. I should say be positive about seagulls. They're calls. They belong to the sea.
Okay, Claude's never been on Grafton Street with a sandwich.
No. And Claude, I'll agree with you. They belong to the sea. they don't belong on my roof at 4 a.m.
No, Brent's having an awful time.
You know, the brighter mornings are great.
It's mating season though, is it?
Mating season, nesting season. And yeah. It's also bin day today. That's their favourite day of the week. They belong to the sea. Claude, thank you. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM, Rebecca and Brendan here on The Big Breakfast.
Now, if you've listened to the show over the last while, you'll know that we're Paddington obsessed, and our next guest is fresh off the back of her win at the Olivier Awards for Best Actor in a Musical for her role as Paddington in Paddington the Musical. Artie Shah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you both? It's a lovely sunny day and I'm just full of happiness today, as always.
Oh, I love that. Artie, massive congratulations to you on the Olivier Award. What did you feel like the moment that your name was called?
Oh, thank you so much. I was in total and utter shock. I did not expect us to win at all. I knew we had so many nominations. We had 11 nominations. I just didn't expect us to win because the talent in our category was huge.
Absolutely huge, but such deserving winners. Artie, for anyone who's yet to see Paddington the Musical on stage, can you explain your role and how it all works?
So my role is the Paddington performer on stage. I work alongside my co-star, James Hamid, who we both jointly shared the award. Mm-hmm. And he remote puppeteers above the neck. And I do the physicality of Paddington on stage. But not only the physicality, I bring his emotions to life on the stage as well. So I draw on method acting and, you know, my experiences and my understanding of the script and to bring his emotions so that the audience can actually read what he's going through, not just by what James is performing by singing and saying, but also by his movement.
Wow, it's phenomenal and it just looks so, so real.
Yeah.
And what was the audition process like for this role? Like, what did you have to do in the audition?
I didn't actually audition. Oh. I was recommended for it back in 2022 to start on the workshops. I was recommended by Tara Zafar and Neil Scanlon, who I've both worked with on Star Wars. And, you know, I don't know if it's a funny thing or not, but if I audition, I don't get it. So every single job that I've done has been through recommendation.
Wow, that's some Amazing. Testament to you and to your talent. Artie, what is it like inside that bear costume?
So Paddington is a joy to play. The costume itself has been created wonderfully by Tara. And it's very, you know, it's a very comfortable costume to be wearing. And the way that it's made and how it fits around me gives, you know, the bareness of Paddington. Aww. And for me, it's a delight to be doing this. And just playing him is just, you know, it's just wonderful because he's full of kindness, curiosity, and he's got wonderful values that we, as a company in Paddington, that we all share.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
You know, obviously so many people are familiar with Paddington, the books and the movies, but what is the story of Paddington, the musical?
So the story of Paddington, the musical, has taken some elements from the first film, but the story itself, Paddington is a refugee and he's come to London looking for a home. And Paddington himself doesn't change, but in the process of the story, he actually ends up changing people's perceptions about him. Oh. Some of the characters within the story, they become more kind and more accepting of Paddington and realise that he's such a wonderful bear and he's such a delight.
Yeah, it's a lovely message and obviously extremely timely. Artie, what has the audience reaction been like to the musical?
Oh my goodness, the audience are just phenomenal. When I go to the stage door every day, they say to me they laughed, they cried. And what a beautiful story it's been. And it reminds them of kindness. And every day we get a massive round of applause. And not to, you know, big anything up or such, but we actually get a standing ovation every single night. And it's a testament to the entire cast and crew and the talent which has taken to make this musical, not only the story by Jessica Swell, the lyrics by Tom Fletcher, the direction by Luke Shepherd, the choreography by Ellen Kane, the composing by Matthew, who is just so talented. But there's so many people that are involved in the cast, the characters themselves. I've never seen anything like this before. They are just phenomenal. Even the ensemble, the covers, everybody. And, you know, the crew who just make sure that everything is running ship shape. It's just a huge, huge talent factory.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does look so, so amazing. So Paddington the Musical is currently on stage in the West End. Are there any plans to tour it?
You know what? I don't know. There's so many rumours about it at the moment. And, you know, anything can be possible because Paddington is universal. He's worldwide. People all over the world come to see him at the Savoy. So, you know, I actually don't know. Anything can be possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to come and see it in the West End, but we would also love to see Paddington come to Dublin. Artie, for anyone who didn't get to see the Oliviers, yourself and James accepted your award and you made a lovely, lovely speech, including a message for your son who was in the audience. What was that message to your son?
So the message was for my son, but it's for everybody, actually, because we all sometimes feel like we don't belong or we don't like who we are, and, you know, about acceptance. And the message is that being different is a good thing.
Amazing. Well
said. Such a powerful and important message. Artie Shah, currently starring in Paddington the Musical. Thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.